Do-do-do-do, it's our intro music.
I kind of want you to just make one up right now and see.
That was my...
But do like a whole one. Like, do the whole thing.
Just sing on. No, seriously, I don't know how to do that. I'm not an improv master
just
like
do,
you.
Just do one more. Just do-do-do.
Do-do-do-do, do-do. It's the short list with Jake and Amy.
I'm going to take it. We're going to make it that.
Great. So this is our first real go at having our podcast.
I think we kind of settled on a name. So that's great. Mm-hmm. The short list, in which we kind of formally and kind of informally pick three things that we're each going to talk about. So each of us brings three things that kind of fall into three different categories.
Over the past week, because ideally we will be doing this once a week on Sundays. And
So, cool.
That's what we're doing.
We had a good day today, though, and a good outdoor day before, and we knew we were going to have this to do tonight.
Our podcast.
Yeah, we'd actually planned it out ahead of time. Last time it was just kind of like we were sitting around and we just did it.
Hey, want to do a podcast?
Yeah.
Cool, let's do it right now. Yeah, no, today was beautiful. It was just nice. It wasn't super windy. We took the dog out. We got to see some friends.
Yeah.
Jake played some basketball.
Sort of. We played basketball games. So it's a game called 21. With a sixth grader, yeah. Four men in their 30s and a sixth grader.
Named?
Igor.
This is real life.
Igor and Ivan.
That's so sweet that you guys let them play with you.
Yeah.
Well, I guess only one played, right?
Yeah. We tried to get Ivan to play, but he was really into riding his bike.
Well, you know, he is in sixth grade, so.
But last weekend it was like windy. This weekend it was breezy, I'd say, which was a lot more enjoyable.
So you were outside with the guys and the kid and playing some basketball.
Yeah.
You hurt your finger.
Yeah, I guess I popped up. I just like, you know that feeling where your skin is stretching, like, or you can't bend a knuckle because it's really swollen.
You're saying like the skin is tight?
Yeah, it just feels like swollen and bloated, but there was no pain associated. So I just like started feeling that my pinky was
went down
and I must have broken a blood vessel. But it doesn't hurt at all, so that's good.
Well, that's good. Speaking of being hurt, I know we're jumping all over the place. This is one thing that was on my list this week, and I know that we will get back to Jake's because, like, pure married fashion, I'm just going to steal my turn. It's my turn right now. I was so sick this week.
Yeah.
I was so sick, it's making my list, because I have not been that ill since... I could not remember.
I definitely not since you and I dated.
It was horrible. So last Sunday we did our little test run of our podcast, and it was fun, and we saw some friends, and then we had dinner, and everything was great. And then Sunday night, it was brewing in my belly, and before you knew, Monday morning was here, and it was disgusting.
Yeah, we woke up.
We won't go into details, but. Go ahead.
No, I just, you woke up and it was almost like the kid that, like, you know, slumps downstairs and is like, I think my forehead feels warm.
No.
You know what I mean? Like,
I
just were like,
severe.
Yeah, I think I'm not feeling great. Like, I think I need to stay home.
Like, and a lot happened. I won't, you know, TMI. It was every hole of my body.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was disgusting. And I was just, I couldn't figure out if I ate something bad, but you and I tend to eat the same things because we're married and I make all your meals. And it was bad for like 2 days. So anyway, the reason this is on my list is not because it was fun. It was actually the worst thing ever. But Jake's amazing. And he came home on Monday. He did go to work, but I was so sick, I couldn't even get up to let the dog out. And he came to my rescue and actually insisted that, you know, we should call the doctor. And I'm like, that's a waste of money, blah, blah, blah. We called the doctor and they told me, you need to go to urgent care. And I did. And they gave me IV fluid.
Yeah, you were freezing cold in the waiting room. And then by the time you got into
I was sweating.
You were like sweaty and flushed and...
Yeah, they couldn't get my blood pressure. I mean, it was terrible.
You were shaking.
I did tell the nurse, though, that this would make my list this week. So hopefully, you know, she's listening to our podcast. Probably not. But yeah, it was just horrible. So I've been pretty down and out all week. For sure was out of commission Monday and Tuesday, and even half a day Wednesday.
You fell asleep at about 4:30 p.m. We went into bed at about 4:30 p.m. on Monday. And didn't get out of bed at all. Like, didn't stir really until 9 on
Tuesday morning. Yeah. And even then I was still sick. So really made my list because it was horrible. The dog stayed to my side, glued to my side. The best girl ever. She sweet was so Sarah worried puppy. About you. And Jake just took care of me and stayed home for 2 days and worked from home. So that's why it's on my list.
I'm glad you're better.
You're a good husband.
I think this is the best you've been.
Yeah. And I'm still not feeling.
Yeah.
As you know.
Yikes.
But I'm getting there. So that's the first on my list. So back to you, because I know we were talking about basketball. You feel like...
Oh, yeah. So basketball made my list.
Oh, yeah.
So a couple of things. March Madness is my... We're just wrapping up the second round of March Madness right like tonight. I'm not sure. I can't remember who else is playing tonight. Mm-hmm. But finally got Amy involved, and we had her do just an off-the-cuff bracket, just like... based, you know, really quickly, like based on kind of what she thought.
Well, basically, you just would rattle off the two names and I'd pick one.
Yeah. All the way through to the end.
Yep.
And there were some weird picks in there, as mm-hmm. we would expect.
Because I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Yeah, she got Abilene Christian, like going in 3-4 rounds, which is, it's their first year
like
in the
Christians.
Tournament. But the cool thing is she has guessed almost every upset. There's mm-hmm. been maybe one game that you didn't get that was like a total
killing it.
Upset. So like we're neck and neck. I did two brackets and we are neck and neck. So there's been basically no rhyme or reason as to why mm-mm. anybody would.
Women's know. Intuition, baby. Yeah. Women's intuition. You rattled the name. I didn't feel it. I didn't say it.
So anyway, so basketball's been on the brain a lot. Gonzaga, who I picked to win, which means a lot to our family only because my grandmother who passed this last year was a big Gonzaga fan. She would, you know, even mm-hmm. in pretty old age and you know, there was a lot of memory issues. She was always asking about Gonzaga basketball and, you know, mm-hmm. wondering where they were. And
yeah, so, for sure. Special to you.
Yeah, it's meant a lot. So excited to see
them. Well, and you've played basketball.
Yeah.
All your life.
It's one of those things that, you know, that nobody can take away. I mean, granted, basketball physically, there will come a time when I probably can't play basketball. But as long as I can physically do it, that game will just always exist. Like, mm-hmm. it's always something that I can go do and just feel better versus, you know, football. It's a lot harder in your 30s if,
Gronk. If you've... Sorry.
Yeah, if you've, you know, retired or if your body just can't do it, you can't go put, like, find some pads and play full contact football.
Mm-hmm. So. Can't just meet a sixth grader that wants to challenge you.
Yeah.
Kudos to that kid.
Yeah, he had, and I think he was like.
He was like guarding you from what I heard.
Yeah, he was ready to, ready to play. Anyway, so we just learned Rob Gronkowski retired.
Yeah. It's kind of crappy.
Is that why flags were at half staff?
Patriots Nation, baby. Probably. No, sad though. I mean, I think there was speculation, obviously. After the last Super Bowl, but man.
Yep. He's good. He's really good. Okay, so what was next on your list?
Well, let's see here. I got a couple more in there. Okay, this is really random.
Yeah. That's what this is all about.
Yeah. So women out there listening to me, I actually talked with my friend Kate about this today. Okay. So as women know, this is just an example. Jeans for women, sizes vary. Ridiculous.
Yeah, who posted the photo?
I can't remember. There was a post, I actually think it was the Today Show, posted a picture of 8 different pairs of women's jeans. Excuse me, cough button. And they were all, quote, the same size. But you can tell just as they're laying one on top of the other that they absolutely do not look like the same size. So what I'm getting at is underwear is the same thing. So for men, excuse me.
It's okay.
I feel like, and I'm not a man, so this is, you know, I guess this is an interactive conversation here. For men, you know what size your jeans are. It's like I'm a 32,
yeah, it's
whatever.
Based on like exact
waist measurement.
Like
measurement,
inches.
Right.
Yeah.
Is underwear the same thing? Because for women, it's not.
Yeah, no, it's not. I mean, and it's split up from small, medium, and large.
Okay.
So you
But do you feel like a medium, if you're a medium, in one brand is a medium in the other?
No. I mean, they do vary. I feel like they do vary a little bit. But the other thing is most men's underwear is just flat out elastic band. So there's a lot more play. Anyway.
Well, so what's on my list is the fact that I can't find a freaking pair of women's underwear that I like.
Yeah.
I'm 32 years old and I don't have a brand that I like. It's a problem.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Or that you like and is also affordable.
Well, yeah, I guess that's the caveat. I'm not going to spend $25 a pair of underwear. And some people might want to do that and think it's worth it. Good for you. I'm not going to spend $100 on four pair of underwear.
Yeah.
That's just ludicrous. But so, yeah, that's like one of my biggest pet peeves lately is that I can't find a pair of underwear that I like.
Yeah.
Or if I do, they don't last long enough because they're probably not the best quality. It's just like, ladies, let me know, what do you wear for underwear that you like? And I don't say commando. I can't do it. Not my thing.
What about, so jeans, we said jeans are kind of similar too, like just the fit
of
a
jean. Honey, it's the worst. Not joking. No, seriously. I could be, you know, I don't care about sizes. Let's say I'm a size 6 at Old Navy. I go to Old Navy 2 months later. I'm suddenly a 2. It's like, oh, cool. Definitely did not go down that many sizes. Yeah. And then I go back and then the next pair of pants, and this is not really a dig on Old Navy. This is anywhere. Just the sizes change.
Yeah.
I could be a 4 in, I don't even know,
Forever
Express.
21, yeah.
And then, yeah, it's just nothing is consistent. Hmm. But for me, underwear is the worst. And so I don't know. I didn't know if men had the same problem, like jeans, underwear. There's any consistency there.
I think there's two reasons that men wouldn't even acknowledge that it is a problem all that much, like, mm-hmm. or as often. Not all men. I'm not going to speak for all men. We wear generally looser clothes all the time anyways.
Mm, that's true.
You know, and there are, like, think about the types of men's underwear. Like, there's like 4 and that's it.
Yeah, but women, I mean, are the same. It's not that there's 84 different types of underwear for women. There's, you know, you have your like bikini bottoms. You have your
That's what I'm saying.
Thong. You have but that's like you saying you have boxer briefs and you have tighty whities or whatever.
No, I mean, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Right. So why do yours fit better?
Because we're used to having them looser, so that the standard isn't like to have them fit as tightly. And it really just works down from briefs, right? So briefs, boxers, tidy whities. That's like the 4. That's it.
I guess. 3. Like, I'm just sitting here next to my underwear drawer as we do this podcast in our bedroom, and they suck. Like,
and
literally.
How many brands do you have in there?
I have a ton. Like, I'll be honest. I love TJ Maxx. I love Home Goods. Those are my jam. And I'll go there and I'll get, like, whatever, a brand of underwear. You get a pack of 3 for, like, I don't know, $15. Great deal. And they usually are great for a little while, but then they, you know, they just don't last as long. So I'm just trying to figure out, is there a longer lasting, better fitting brand that's not $25 a pair of underwear?
This podcast brought to you by MeUndies.com. Go to MeUndies.com.
Actually, that's probably true. Yeah. Those are expensive though.
Are they?
Someone help a girl out.
Yeah, they are a little spendy.
What's your pet peeve this week?
So, okay. Lighting.
Okay.
So, and I know that seems weird. I've always known that I like, not always. I've recently the last 10 years realized that I like lamps better than I like overhead lights. And I didn't know why. Just because, I don't know, I was like, oh, it feels warmer, I guess, was the only.
Warmer, like cozier?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I just didn't know why. And then when I started filming stuff and like using video equipment and editing and having to light areas, I realized soft light or like deflected light is a lot easier. Like it fills the room a little bit easier and it's not quite as harsh on your eyes.
Sure. That makes sense.
So, you know, even though there might be like a little quote shade over an overhead light, it still like has to be bright enough to disperse to the whole room. And it's a lot brighter than just a lamp in the corner.
Okay.
Because that light shines off of the wall and then you see the light. Right?
Yawn.
Yeah. Anyway, so
welcome to my world.
I'll get into stuff.
Anyone's still there?
I get into stuff.
Okay.
So I got home and you had the overhead light on, which nobody blames you for. And immediately I just felt like, oh, I have to change this. And I like turned it off and went turned it while you were on the phone. I turned on the lamp in the corner. And I don't know. I think it's just one of those, like, especially as we think about living in a house and like buying a house, I am like, lighting is really important.
So no overhead lighting.
No, not that it's no overhead, just being really particular about what kind of overhead lighting mm-hmm. it is. I just feel like that's something that's worth it to me to spend the money because I'm going to feel comfortable in my own home.
Yeah. Well, you're setting the feel of the environment. Yeah.
Setting the vibes. I hate the word vibes, by the way. I do. I use it all the time.
You only get one pet peeve. Stick with it.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
Sorry. Sorry, ma'am.
So lighting.
Yeah. Lighting.
Okay. That's it?
Yeah. Just something I like.
You've noticed that bothers you.
Yeah. Just that. I don't know. I think it has an effect on, like, especially if I'm
recording.
So
is that why the light's off right now?
Yeah. So in setting up our mm-hmm. podcasting, I turned off the overhead light and there were two lamps in the corner that I turned them both on because it's softer light.
It is softer light. I like it.
Yeah.
I'm a little sleepy if I'm honest.
Yeah, totally.
No, truly. It's just late. We're doing a late night podcast.
8:20 p.m.
8:20 p.m.
Okay, what's next for you?
Goodness, I don't even know. I had a couple things, but one feels just like another pet peeve, and I don't want to complain all the time. I mean, we already talked a little bit about my bracket. So I was killing it there.
Still are.
Hopefully. Well.
Who'd you pick to win?
I picked University of North Carolina, right? Mm-hmm, I'm like, right? I just, you said names, and I picked them. I picked them.
It's going to be interesting to see how it shakes out.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know. This is the worst podcast because we were supposed to come with three things. I kind of only have two.
Well, but you have a third thing. It just feels like a pet peeve.
Well, yeah. Okay, I'll go.
So you should just
do it. I'll just talk about it. So I've been doing Pure Bar again, and I love it. And basically, for anyone that doesn't know, it's a group class. So you are in a room with various other, I'm saying women, there have been men that attend these classes as well, but primarily women. And, you know, it's a lot of using your own body weight and doing, using a ballet bar and resistant bands, that sort of thing. So anyway, you know, this is a thing I do. And I don't know if there's anything comparable to you that you would resonate with, I guess. But basically, when I get to class, I like to get there early because I like to get my spot.
You like to get to most things early.
That's true.
Very early, which is good.
Whatever. So I like to get there early and I have this spot that I like. So my first issue with this class is when I get there and someone's in my spot. It's really annoying. The second,
even though there's no claiming spots.
No, but people have their spots. And it's like you make eye contact and it's like, oh, they know they're in my spot.
Oh, you say you give them a dirty look when you get there?
If looks could kill, honey, no one would be around me. So anyway, no, the thing that bothers me, though, is I go to these classes. They're very expensive, and I love them, and I get there, and someone sits on top of me. Like, there's room in front of you.
Like, sets her mat up, like, directly.
It's not even a mat. They just sit there with their water bottle, like, and their little weights and their resistance band, and they have to sit like close enough to me that if I sighed really loudly, their hair would blow. Yeah. Like there's room to move up and we're going to be moving. Like I'm going to be standing in a minute and flailing my arms and like you're in my space. And I so badly want to say like, do you mind moving a little? But I also don't want to be that person. So instead I'll just be the one that's ranting about it.
Later. Finding her on Twitter
somehow.
That's
pretty much it. I guess it's like personal space. I don't like people that just don't get it.
Yeah.
Personal space and, you know?
Yeah.
That was kind of the other thing that made my list.
I guess the thing is, you just, when it comes to personal space, you just got to err on the side of more. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I feel like most people don't.
Right.
So there's that.
She was there for her.
Well, and I think that's a valid statement. I think most people, like when I'm there, I'm only thinking about me.
Right.
But I'm also conscious enough that if I realize like, oh, I'm a little too close to this person, that might be weird.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a healthy balance of both.
Yeah.
Either you got it or you don't.
I'm trying to think if there's anything. I mean, I actually wish. I feel like I'm always putting somebody out at our gym if there's anybody else in there.
Why?
By using any of the other. Like, I almost feel like, they probably want to use this piece of equipment.
But see, you know? That's you being conscious of them.
Right. True.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yeah. That's not you, like, I don't know, standing at a machine when someone is clearly, like, wanting waiting. To do something. Yeah. I don't know. I just have an issue with that.
I get it.
Yeah.
It's not public transportation. Like, give me some space.
Well, even on public transportation.
No, I know. That's what I'm, but.
Yeah. What's on
really
your list?
Really resonated. Okay. We talked with Bill, my coworker,
mm-hmm.
about this a little bit. The connection between Maine and Florida.
Interesting. Okay. Yep. I remember him bringing this up.
Yeah. So like the only thing I can equate it to is on the West Coast, you know, if anybody's going to go on a semi-regional vacation, they're probably going to go to California.
Right.
Because the weather, that's the best, where the weather is the best and there's still an ocean and like there's, you know. I feel like I rarely hear of any Mainers vacationing anywhere other than Florida.
Well, and the funny thing is like, I remember Bill bringing this up. It was at the Christmas party, I think. And I remember thinking to myself, what's this guy talking about? I don't know anyone in Florida. And in my brain, I'm like, when I lived in Boise, there were so many Californians all the time visiting or moving to Boise or
looking to move to Boise.
Right. Even. Emily's from California, yeah. Now living in Boise, blah, blah, blah. So I totally saw that connection. And when Bill brought that up about Florida and Maine ties, it was like, yeah, right. And now he's totally a million
That's
percent
all you
correct.
Can think about, yeah.
Well, I work with a woman who works from home from Florida.
From Florida.
And she's from Maine originally. Yeah.
Yeah, and like that is the place where a lot of folks retire.
Yeah.
They just, I mean, I get it in the
sense. Kids that moved in elementary school, moved to Florida, yeah. You know.
But I mean, it does make sense if you're trying to escape the weather.
Yeah,
of
East
the,
Coast.
Yeah, of the East Coast. And you don't want to be more than just like a single flight away.
Yeah, so it's a quick flight.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I get that. I just think Florida, like, outside of the destination, like, you know, the beaches and some of the nice resorts,
mm-hmm.
I just, Florida is hard to be in. Like,
for
I don't,
you?
Yeah, I don't love it at all. Like, I would never want to
live
there.
Name the places you've been in Florida.
I've been to Tampa Bay. I've been to Pensacola. I've been to St. Petersburg. I've been to Orlando, West Palm Beach,
yeah, but
Ybor, which is a
no,
random tiny
not the
city.
Sixth grader.
Ybor.
Oh, just kidding.
Ybor
but for
City,
how
sorry.
Long were you there for? Like a day at a time?
No, we spent like 3-4 days there.
Jake's
once.
An old traveling musician, in case you guys don't remember.
Yeah, I spent Thanksgiving in Florida once. It was just outside of Orlando, and we rented a condo. We were there on the road. We were
right,
we were
but you're there with people that aren't from there,
yeah.
So you don't get to go experience the community that's there.
That's true. My favorite part about Florida has been the Cuban food. I will say that.
Okay.
See, that's a great thing.
No, but you're
so
right
I said it. Something nice about Florida.
Thank you. I mean, I visited before, you know, in high mm-hmm. school, went to Universal, that sort of thing, and I mean, I liked it. I was that's really yeah. The extent of the time I've spent there, but there's definitely a much larger connection now yeah. that I've yeah. noticed ever since you said that. So
very weird.
But speaking of which, where well, am I going on yeah, vacation?
That's what
this
had me
weekend?
Thinking about it. Because
no,
know.
But guys, I'm being sporadic.
You're being no. Sporadic is not the term,
honey. This is sporadic.
You're being,
for me,
like impulsive in a good way.
What's the You're difference following... between impulsive and sporadic?
Impulsive means based, I think, based on an impulse. You know what I mean?
Well, what
but
is
sporadic?
Sporadic
is just like random, like meh, like a squirrel.
I can't unsee your face. So, my friend Kate, she, happy birthday tomorrow, Kate. She, her parents are actually down there on their, in West Palm Beach. They have their boat and they're down there until, you know, it gets warm enough to come back up to Maine. And she randomly is heading down this weekend and I'm going too.
Yeah, she invited you.
Big girl getting out of the city. No, it's funny. I haven't been to Florida in legitimately 14 years. So this will be fun.
Yeah, and the only time you really took trips or on a vacation when since we've been together was either to see me or to go back home to Maine to see family.
Yeah, sorry guys, I'm really tired.
So there, dog.
You have a girl. Yeah, I can't remember the last like quote vacation that I took.
Yeah, it's just a straight. Well, but we used to. I think the cabin took the place of a lot of just like weekend trips.
Yeah,
for
I miss
us.
The cabin.
So
yeah,
like if we hadn't had that, I feel like the need to get out and be on vacation would have been a lot greater.
For sure, it should be fun. I hope
it will be fun.
Honey, we made it through our list. How much time are we at?
We are at 26 minutes.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
What were we shooting for?
I don't know. We think we said like 30 to 45, but I don't think it needs to be that. We got through it all.
Okay. Bite Is there size. Anything that we're thinking about that you want to mention, things you forgot about this week that are coming to you right now?
We've been trying to come up with the intro music for this, so that's... And we're probably just at this point going to release it on SoundCloud, I think.
Yeah, we need to make like, can we put a picture of us up instead of just of you playing a guitar?
Yes, we're going to create our own SoundCloud page.
My husband's a musician.
That's the second time you mentioned that.
I'm proud of you.
For still being a musician?
For just who you are.
Okay. Jeez. That's so nice.
This is just my life.
I feel like I was going to ask you more radio questions, but we don't even need to do that.
No.
Beat that.
I think we did good. That's the short list.
That's the short list.
With?
With Jake and Amy.
Okay. Do your sign off.
I don't have a sign off.
No, just do a good sign off.
This is the short list with Jake and Amy. Thanks for listening.
You sound like NPR.
Yeah, I do.
That was good. Do it one more time.
This is the short... What is it? Did I say... oh, no. I'll change it up. Thanks for listening to The Shortlist with Jake and Amy.
That was great.
No,
you better
like
edit
it.
All that. I better. You better edit that all together, bub.
Edit that up like a ninja.
Oh, man. Three ninjas. Okay, bye.